In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. King David had wanted to build the temple of God, but through the prophet Nathan, God said, "No, you're not going to build my dwelling place. I will build a dwelling place for you." And God promised that there would always be a king of the house of David, and this promise was fulfilled in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, let's put a pin in that and go to the fact that his son Solomon was allowed to build the temple, a fixed dwelling place for the Ark of the Covenant, which was the symbolic throne of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and a symbol of God's presence among, not just a symbol, but actually a symbol, and more than that, the actual presence of God among his people. And today we hear of the dedication of the temple, and when the Ark of the Covenant is brought up and placed in the Holy of Holies. And when this happens, a great cloud fills the sanctuary so that the priests can no longer minister there. And that cloud veils the presence of God. God had made his dwelling place in the temple. And that's why the temple was so important to the children of Israel. It was the only place where worship and sacrifice could legally be offered to God. That's why it was so tragic for them when the temple was destroyed. When it was destroyed by the Babylonians, and then when it was destroyed by the Romans. Now, notice I said a few minutes ago, put a pin in it, when God said he would make a dwelling place for David, the house of David, and that was fulfilled in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The same is true of the temple of God. The temple of God, which was the earthly building, was destroyed. And yet God had built a new dwelling place among his people in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh. And in the church, which is the mystical body of Christ, which is God's dwelling place upon earth. So it's not as if the temple is gone. The temple has become something even more wondrous. It has become the body of Christ, which is the church. Yes, we have sacred and holy buildings, but they contain the temple, which is the church, which is the most holy body and blood of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.